The next coach in the teleconference is Penn State's James Franklin. The Nittany Lions are 1-0 in conference, 3-0 overall, and receiving votes in both the Associated Press and Amway coaches polls. Penn State hosts Massachusetts on Saturday, a 4 p.m. kickoff to appear on the Big Ten Network. And in conference news, quarterback Trevor Williams was named the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Week. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. Yeah, you know, we're excited, opportunity to play again this week. We were fortunate to go to our last game playing at Rutgers, which the atmosphere was unbelievable. And I think that's a very, very well-coached team. We were fortunate to get out of there with a win. Our guys are resilient. They never stop believing in one another, and we make plays when we need to. So this team is continuing to grow and evolve. We still got a long ways to go as a program, as a team, as an organization, but I think we're making some really nice strides and looking forward to this week opening up here at home with UMass. Coach Whipple's done a great job and is a very, very experienced coach and staff, and we're looking forward to playing them this week here at our place.
All right, thanks, Coach. Let's go to questions.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from Todd Jones with the Columbus Dispatch.
Hey, James. I was writing a little bit about Christian Hackenberg leading.
Hi, Todd. How are you?
Good. Leading another fourth quarter touchdown drive there. Is there something besides physical skill that your quarterback has, maybe a mental attitude or a demeanor that maybe rubs off in the huddle on teammates and in those type of clutch situations?
Well, obviously the fact that he's got a lot of the skills and the things you're looking for, I think we're developing some playmakers at the wideout position, which was a huge question going into the year. Tight ends have been, really good in the passing game, and I think for as many times as we're throwing the ball, I think our O-line is evolving. I think the other thing is we spend a lot of time teaching and working on situational football and practice, whether that's 2-minute drill, whether that's 4-minute or whatever it may be, and I think that's pay dividends. But I think, obviously the guy has a chance to be special. And I think Ricky Ronnie, our quarterback's coach, as well as Christian, are working really hard to continue to grow and evolve. And, we're excited. We're excited about him. We're excited about the opportunity we have this week against UMass.
And just as a follow-up, is there something about a quarterback, certain attitude that a quarterback has to have at the end of the game like that?
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily at the end of the game. I think it's an overall, attitude from the time you wake up in the morning to the time you go to sleep. You're a quarterback. Some guys don't understand that, but we talk about it all the time. There's responsibility that comes with being a quarterback and how you approach yourself and how you practice and how you prepare and how you are in the classroom and how you are on Saturday nights. All those things. And Christian's got tremendous belief in himself, and he's also willing to sacrifice to be special. It's very, very important to him. And I think that, that shows up on Saturdays.
Thank you, James.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, James, going big picture.
Hi,
here.
Hi, Teddy.
Hi there. Did you grow up wanting to one day be the Penn State coach, or when did it kind of dawn on you that was something you wanted to do?
Yeah, I grew up obviously being really aware of Penn State. It was all over, but I've never been to a game here before. I'd never coached in a game here before. Never been as a fan. I'd come up here one time for a camp going into my junior year in high school, but that's kind of really it. I never thought I'd be in position even, once I started coaching professionally, I never thought that would be an option. I never kind of really looked at it that way. That never really kind of crossed my mind, to be honest with you, as a possibility.
And is the enormity of the job, is it what you thought it would be or different in some ways?
I don't kind of view it that way. We've got a great staff, which is so valuable, and we've been together. I think we had 15 or 16 people come with us from our last place, and we've been together, and those guys do a great job. I think the head coach gets way too much credit. It's about the staff, and it's about the people, and it's about the players, and all those things. And you know, we're at a special place. Penn State's a special place with facilities and support and history and tradition and those types of things. And the fact that my staff, for the most part, is all regionally specific helps. You know, we just wake up every single morning trying to do our job. I think it's helpful that, you know, from a football perspective, we know how we want to do things in recruiting and coaching and practice and developing and those types of things. You know, what we're trying to do and what I'm trying to do now is figure out Penn State. You know, all these places are sophisticated and are unique, and you know, that's where I'm trying to, you know, do a good job, is figuring out Penn State and the community and things like that, which is, you know, a daily process.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Gordon Jones with Fight On State.
James, last
Hi,
year,
Gordon.
Dave, how are you, sir?
Good, how are you?
I'm well. Last year, Deshaun was set back, obviously, by the wrist injury. When did you see him start to emerge, and what was it about him that allowed him to kind of jump to the head of the pack?
You know, it really didn't even happen until this summer, because even this spring he was limited. You know, you looked at him physically, he was always an impressive looking kid, really athletic body, you know, really athletic movements, but he was limited, you know, for a long time. I started hearing his name pop up more and more, you know, from the players. There was a buzz about him this summer, you know, in 7-on-7s and workouts, that he was making plays and flying around and having fun. And that chemistry was starting to develop with him and Christian and Gino and Jesse and the rest of the guys. So I think it really started this summer, and we didn't really even see, you know, flashes of it until camp started.
Also wanted to ask you about Anthony Zettel. Coach Spencer had mentioned in the preseason that Zettel has mentioned about wanting to be a UFC fighter at some point. I don't know if you had heard that or what your reaction might be to that.
I my focus is on him graduating from Penn State, having a great experience here, both on and off the field, making great choices and being the best football player he possibly can be. All that other stuff, you know, is wonderful, but you know, that's out of my expertise, out of my area of expertise, or out of my, you know, area of concern at this point.
Okay, thanks.
All right, we have time for one more question for Coach.
And your final question comes from one of Tom Van Herren with ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. You've obviously been in the SEC and the Big Ten now, and I know your view of the Big Ten is a little bit limited, but have you noticed a difference in scheme, either offensively or defensively, and how the conferences recruit to those schemes? Meaning, is there a different type of athlete recruited in each conference?
Yeah, I haven't been here long enough. I haven't seen all the venues. I've only played one Big Ten opponent. I haven't been here long enough to speak educated, you know, about that. I spent 3 years in that other conference, got tremendous respect for them. You know, I've only been in this conference now for 8 months, and need more time. And I'm kind of staying out of the comparison business until, you know, I can speak, you know, more informed about it.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.